Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Cozar. Batting third. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wooten. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Parnell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesce moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Spence reaches second base with a double. Doerr moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. Spence moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts is walked intentionally. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spence scores. Batts moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heskey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky scores. Williams moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spence is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wooten hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon moves to second. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Pesce moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Pesce scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cozar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence. Christman reaches second base with a double. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wooten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence. Evans reaches second base with a double. Wooten goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Red Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Batts bunts towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Wynn drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Wynn. Goodman moves to third. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodman scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pesky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 3 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 3 in the game. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wooten takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Wooten moves to second. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wooten moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.